Good morning, Scranton Road Bible Church. I want to welcome you to our second week of COVID quarantine worship, or what I like to call pajama time worship. I want to welcome you this morning. I'm glad that you're here tuning in, and you may be listening to this Saturday night when we post it, or you may be listening to it Sunday morning or even Sunday afternoon for those of you who just rolled out of bed later in the afternoon. Whichever time you're listening to this, I want to welcome you. I wish we could be together, but we can't. So this is the next best thing, apart from like holograms that aren't invented yet. So, welcome. Just a couple of things before we get started. The first is that we are staying in this series through John, all the way through Easter. I'm hoping that we can be back together before then, but the way it's looking is it's going to be after Easter before we can gather again. However, we're staying in this series, and one of the reasons why we're staying in this series is I just thought, you know, the Lord knew what was going to happen when we planned this series out. And so we just stay in this series and see what he has for us through this time as we look through the Gospel of John. And so far, it's been great. Pastor Joe's message last week was so timely and so good. And then just to give you a little hint into the inner workings of what we're doing here, I've got to listen to Brent Raitz's sermon this morning before I did the announcements, so I can tell you ahead of time, I'm not even going to pretend to be prophetic, I can tell you ahead of time that his sermon will bless you, and just, it's such a good sermon, and so timely as well. So I'm thankful for God's faithfulness. He's always faithful. He's always good, and just the way he ministers to us through his word, and I'm very thankful for that. So a couple of things. This last week, we've been in the building. We've done a few things of ministry. We've got the food pantry open a couple days a week, and we're handing out food, bags of groceries as needed. And we also tried out a midweek, a Thursday afternoon hot meal to go, and it worked out well, although we're going to kind of scale it back and hold off a couple weeks now. Now that we know it works, we know that we can run something like this middle of the week, we're going to not do it another couple weeks, just to, you know, provide social distancing so we're not spreading germs and gathering together, but we know that it's ready to roll whenever it's needed, and I think the need will be great in the future. So keep your eyes and ears out for information about those things. We also have formed a couple of teams. If you're interested in getting on these teams, please email Tony at office@scrantonroad.org, and those teams are the mobile care unit, and this mobile care unit is designed to meet any needs of people who are in the congregation. If they can't make it out to get groceries or need something picked up and can't do that, they're going to let us know, and then we'll send it out to the team, and whoever can do that will pick up, let's say, toilet paper and take it to them. And then you know, you could even put it in a bag, hang it on the doorknob and knock and run. We also are going to need food pantry items. So far, it's been pretty, we've been able to keep up with the need, but I think as this progresses, the need will be greater. And so if you can spare any of the items, there's a link to a sign-up genius of things that we need that's going out. If you can spare any of those items, please bring them to the church or even drop them off at my house, because we're going to be limiting the time we're in the building this week. Also, there's a call care team. If you are interested in making phone calls to people who we want to just make sure either they're not able to connect through the internet or through some of the Zoom groups that will start up this week, but are just disconnected a little bit more than usual, we want to have a group of people calling and taking care of people. And so just email Tony at the office, or you can call the church, because we have the church ringing at home now, and you can talk to her and get signed up on one of those teams. As of now, Ambassador Soccer is still scheduled to happen in July, so please keep that on your calendar. It may look a little different this year, we're not sure, but Ambassador is still planning to meet. We also have been filming our Sunday school lessons, and those will be available on a link on the SRBC Live page, as well as probably in a link in the email that I sent out for this as well. So make sure you check in on that. We're studying through the book of Romans, Paul's letter to the Romans, which is a really rich, rich study. Also, K groups are going to be starting up again this week, but we won't be meeting in person. They will be meeting virtually through Zoom. So keep your ears and eyes open for that. More information will come, especially if you're in a K group. If you are not in a K group but want to be in a K group, please, you can email Tony. She can give you information, or we'll have a link to a PDF document that shows you all the K groups and the times that they're meeting or their leaders, and you can contact them. And just be checking your email. We're trying not to flood your inbox. We're trying to send one email a day that gives you updates and a devotion, and then a weekly or a couple times a week prayer list as it changes. So just keep your eyes and ears open for information through the daily emails. And if you have any questions, call the church or email us. Let me pray. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for who you are, who you always have been, how you work in our lives, Lord. We pray that you open our hearts and our minds to worship and your word preached this morning. And even though we're distant, far distant from each other, please connect us, Lord. Help us to just know we're all together doing this this morning. We're all part of one body, your body. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.